You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns? Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. And joining us now from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon. Doug, welcome to the show. Good to talk to you. We'll start with, I guess, what has been our biggest story of the day, the rumor that Ataba Rubin could either be asked to restructure his deal, be released, etc. Let's just start with your thoughts on that.
Well, I'm a big Ataba Rubin fan. I think, you know, he kind of sets the tone for defensive linemen in regards to how they hustle and how, the energy he puts, forward. And he's probably one of the better defensive tackles that, people really don't know about. But as far as restructuring, that's a different ball game in regards to, what they're trying to accomplish there, what he can make. I mean, then you put that on the heels of, the release of DeQuell Jackson. Those were two guys that are, good leaders in the clubhouse in different ways. DeQuell is not afraid to grab a, was not afraid to grab a guy by the shirt and tell him, what he thought. And Ataba, like I said, is, he would led by example, and that's the way he played the plays the game.
Yeah, I think, Doug, and I know you have a lot of deep feelings as you've watched this guy, and you point out some things that I think others might overlook, which is, as you say, the heart and soul aspect of it and what an example, what that means to other players. And you speaking also from the perspective of a former player, these are things that I would think have to be considered. It can't just be a bottom line decision.
No, I think there's a lot that goes in. And I think, DeQuell, age was starting to get against him. And I remember after we came back from Pittsburgh, the last game of the season, DeQuell and Joe Thomas were out in the parking lot, and I started talking to him, and, the news had broken about Chud getting fired. But, I told him, I said to both of them, I said, hey, I just hope you guys are here when this football team wins, because you can really enjoy this town, because this town is special when this the football team is winning. And, unfortunately for DeQuell, much like Phil Dawson, it never happened. And, those are guys that – when you get to know them, they're more than just football players. They're special people.
They are, and that leadership, that presence that he brings is what's going to be one of the toughest things for this Cleveland Browns team to replace. Doug, as we talked about earlier, we're hoping to hear some good news here. It's always about the release of somebody or perhaps the impending release of somebody or restructuring. You want to get Alex Mack back, and you want to get that done. How important do you think it is now, knowing that there is that void of leadership with DeQuell, to make sure that a guy like Alex Mack and a guy like T.J. Ward, who have been here, can be presences, that they are brought back?
Well, I mean, obviously there is a need for leadership. You look at the captains. Joe Thomas is one of the captains, and Joe is a guy that, leads by example, and I think his reputation speaks, highly. But, Joe's not the guy, like DeQuell, that would grab a guy and, jump on him and say, hey, you can't do that in this league. And I think you have to find somebody like that. And, maybe the fact that DeQuell was there didn't allow somebody else to do it, because they figured, out of seniority and respect, that was DeQuell's job. But DeQuell was great. I remember watching a practice in training camp and seeing Josh Gordon one time kind of dog it after he missed a pass. And, DeQuell grabbed him. And, I said, that is one guy I want on my football team. Yeah. And I think, we were very fortunate to enjoy him. And I just, he's gone from a 3-4 to a 4-3 to back and forth. And, he played his heart out. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for DeQuell. In fact, I texted him after I heard about him. And, in 40-some years, he's one of my top all-time players.
Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network joining us. And Doug, so as we go further down this road of saying goodbye to leaders and then balancing, okay, what has the leadership meant versus win-loss? And I know it's not as simple as that. We talked with Scott Petrak earlier that there's still something to be said for good clubhouse guy, good locker room guy, et cetera, in sports. And you know, again, what that means. So as a team, though, and teams evolve, no matter what, something changes, whether it's cutting a guy or an injury or retirement, things do happen. That's the realities of what we're facing. How do you go about making sure that you don't, you know, lose that part of it? In other words, we're so caught up now in seeing what the newness of this Mike Pettine team is going to look like and how Ray Farmer puts this roster together, the two of them, that, you know, that other part of it is about leadership. Are you confident that in a Joe Haden, in a Joe Thomas, to just name a couple, and it's a short list or shorter list, that you can have those kinds of players?
Yeah, but the bridge between, you know, developing that and what happened, the rest of the guys in the locker room, is your player relations guy. And that's, I think, is often overlooked. And, you know, he's a friend, but I'm very proud of the job that Aaron Shea does. I think,
yep,
you know, his relationship and his ability to talk to those players straightforward and tell them, you know, what's right, what's wrong, is, you know, very instrumental. And it's going to be even more instrumental now when you lose a leader. But with that said, you know, he's the guy that can probably go to a guy, you know, because they trust him, and say, hey, you got to pick up your leadership role. You know, we need you to do this. And a coach is going to do the same thing. And a coach, you know, obviously has more clout. But to have, you know, somebody in that locker room, and I look back, you know, last year when, you know, they had the problem down in Miami, and you say, you know, we don't have that problem. You know, and you got a guy like Gilkey when they were cutting the rookie's hair. Well, Gilkey didn't get his hair cut because the player relation guy, Aaron Shea, said, no, this ain't going to happen in this locker room. And so I think, you know, leadership is, you know, there's management leadership, there's player leadership, but there's also those staff people in between that are very instrumental in it.
Great point.
That is a great point. And I think that you just shared an insight that not a lot of people are privy to or even understand, that dynamic in an NFL organization. And I think that is a very, very interesting point.
Well, you know, these coaches, you know, they don't know these players. And, you know, right now, you know, as they try to, you know, sort out, you know, what they have on the roster besides what they see on the tape, you know, I think it's very important to have, you know, good information on what kind of people these guys are and, you know, who, you know, what buttons you have to push, because, you know, it kind of helps them accelerate their program.
It does. Now, with the Quell being gone, we talk about the leadership void, but now there's a huge hole in the middle of that defense. What do you think about, you know, how the Browns are going to attack the inside linebacker position in free agency in the draft, and what are you looking for out of that spot?
Well, you know, hopefully, you know, when they made that decision, they had somebody else targeted, you know, to replace them, because, you know, not only the leadership, you know, the knowledge of the defense. You know, DeQuell was one of those guys that he was a coach on the field. I mean, he could line everybody up at every position, and he knew the responsibilities. And, you know, I think it's going to be very important not only, you know, to get somebody that, you know, can play, but also somebody that can, you know, take the defense and, you know, orchestrate it the way that Coach Pettine wants it done and Coach O'Neill. And I think, you know, this is going to be important because, you know, DeQuell was, you know, like the brains of that, much like the quarterback on the other side and to some extent the center, because he's making all the line calls. You know, that's an aspect, the mental aspect, I think, that sometimes, you know, gets overlooked. Who's doing all the adjustments out there?
Doug, when we look at this team, right, and we're going to have a whole lot of time to discuss it, though, but we just came off the scouting combine, lots of focus there on who are the players that this team might focus on. And you've heard the discussion about the quarterbacks. Initially, a lot of talk that maybe the Browns are going to go that way at the top or near the top of the draft. Now, less of that for any of the teams, that maybe none of these quarterbacks merits that consideration. Just what you know of what you saw, and I know you pay attention to the college games this past year and maybe what you've picked up in the last week or so. Where do you stand in terms of how you view the Browns, you know, attacking maybe they're one or two or three spots on this football team?
Well, obviously I think that they need playmakers. And, you know, besides the quarterback, and obviously that's the biggest one, you know, how comfortable are they with Brian Hoyer? I mean, two games is not a big resume to really, you know, base, you know, your decisions in the draft around. And I think, you know, that's something that they have to address. And I would think that they would be looking, you know, heavily at a quarterback. Does it have to be the fourth pick? No. But somewhere in those first couple rounds, I think you have to get a quarterback. You know, now, you know, you've also got to get a linebacker. I think that's going to be important. and, you know, a running back. And, you know, running back, yeah, you don't have to take him in the first round. And there was only one taken last year, but he had a pretty good year. But I think, you know, there's some holes, and they've got to sort out that roster and find out where they can improve this team, you know, as quickly and for the long haul, not just, you know, the stopgap. And, you know, free agency is going to determine a lot of what they do in the draft.
It is, and it comes first, and the Browns well-positioned for both with all the money and all the draft picks. Doug, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by, and have a great weekend, my friend.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys.
All right, the great Doug Deacon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. We'll be back with our final thoughts, wrapping up another Friday edition of CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I've got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck.